Jasher chapter 75. At that time, in the 180th year of the Israelites going down into Egypt, there went forth from Egypt valiant men, 30,000 on foot, from the children of Israel, who were all of the tribe of Joseph, of the children of Ephraim, the son of Joseph. For they said, the period was completed which the Lord had appointed to the children of Israel in the times of old, which he had spoken to Abraham. And these men girded themselves, and they put each man his sword at his side, and every man his armor upon him. And they trusted to their strength, and they went out together from Egypt with a mighty hand. But they brought no provision for the road, only silver and gold, not even bread for that day did they bring in their hands. For they thought of getting their provision for pay from the Philistines, and if not, they would take it by force. And these men were very mighty and valiant men. One man could pursue 1,000, and two could rout 10,000. So they trusted to their strength, and went together as they were. And they directed their course toward the land of Gath. And they went down and found the shepherds of Gath feeding the cattle of the children of Gath. And they said to the shepherds, "Give us some of the sheep for pay, that we may eat, for we are hungry, for we've eaten no bread this day." And the shepherds said, "Are they our sheep or cattle that we should give them to you even for pay?" So the children of Ephraim approached to take them by force. And the shepherds of Gath shouted over them that their cry was heard at a distance, so all the children of Gath went out to them. And when the children of Gath saw the evil doings of the children of Ephraim, they returned and assembled the men of Gath, and they put on each man his armor, and came forth to the children of Ephraim for battle. And they engaged with them in the valley of Gath. And the battle was severe, and they smote from each other a great many on that day. And on the second day, the children of Gath sent to all the cities of the Philistines that they should come to their help, saying, "Come up unto us and help us, that we may smite the children of Ephraim, who've come forth from Egypt to take our cattle, and to fight against us without cause." Now the souls of the children of Ephraim were exhausted with hunger and thirst, for they'd eaten no bread for 3 days. And 40,000 men went forth from the cities of the Philistines to the assistance of the men of Gath. And these men were engaged in battle with the children of Ephraim. And the Lord delivered the children of Ephraim into the hands of the Philistines. And they smote all the children of Ephraim, all who'd gone forth from Egypt. None were remaining but 10 men who'd run away from the engagement. For this evil was from the Lord against the children of Ephraim, for they transgressed the word of the Lord in going forth from Egypt before the period had arrived which the Lord in the days of old had appointed to Israel. And of the Philistines also there fell a great many, about 20,000 men. And their brethren carried them and buried them in their cities. And the slain of the children of Ephraim remained forsaken in the valley of Gath for many days and years, and were not brought to burial. And the valley was filled with men's bones. And the men who had escaped from the battle came to Egypt and told all the children of Israel all that had befallen them. And their father Ephraim mourned over them for many days, and his brethren came to console him. And he came unto his wife, and she bare a son, and he called his name Beriah, for she was unfortunate in his house.